Heavenly Father, we are so honored and blessed to be here in your presence tonight. And Father, we just, first of all, we lift up our missions team that is going to Mexico tomorrow. And first of all, Father, we just thank you that you have allowed our church to be a part of such a wonderful work in Mexico that is touching the lives and the hearts of so many who need to hear that Jesus loves them and that he cares for them. And Father, I just thank you that as they are traveling tomorrow, I thank you, Father, for safe travel and mercies and grace upon the vehicles and for each person going. And Father, we thank you that once they get there, that Father, that the hearts of the people down there will be receptive to what you have placed in the hearts and in the lives of people coming from our church here. We thank you, Lord, that great and mighty works for your glory will be done while they're there. And we thank you, Lord, as they're coming back on Sunday, that they will have safe travels on the way back too. We just surround them with the angels of God, and we plead the blood over them in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just pray tonight for our Pastor Bill and for his wife, Miss Becky. We thank you, Lord, for the anointing on their lives. We thank you, Father, that as they have taken this week off just to get away and to get refreshed, we thank you, Lord, that they will be refreshed in their mind and body and spirit, and that when they come back, that you will have a new word that you have placed inside of our pastor, God, for this church. And Father, we just give you the praise and the glory for that. And Father, we also lift up tonight, and we thank you, Father, for continuing to heal Pastor Robert Morris of Gateway Church. We thank you, Lord, that his body is responding to what the doctors are doing. And Father, that you are giving supernatural wisdom to the doctors in how to treat what's going on inside of him. But more than that, we declare and we thank you that you are the ultimate healer for Pastor Robert Morris. And we thank you, Lord, that no plan of the enemy will come to fruition that's trying to attack his body. We thank you, Lord, that only your plans will come into his life, into his wife Debbie's life, Father. And we just lift him up, and we thank you, Father, for a miracle in his body, in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you, Father, for all of this. And Father, tonight I just lift up Pastor Raul Diaz as he ministers to our congregation tonight, Father, those who are listening here in the congregation, Father, and those who are listening by live stream. I thank you, Father, that you've placed a word in season inside of his heart, and that we have ears to hear and eyes to see and be receptive for what you are saying through him tonight to us. Let lives be changed and forever changed and moved before we leave this place tonight. And we give you all the praise and all the glory. And all the people said, amen. Would you give a warm welcome to Pastor Raul Diaz as he comes?
Good evening. Am I on? Sorry, yeah. So I was kidding. All right. Hi. Well, I'm not Pastor Bill, but I am very honored to be here tonight. And I'm the junior high pastor. I know some of you. If you don't know who I am, now you know. And let's pray before we start. Lord, thank you again for bringing us here tonight. Wherever we have come from, whatever we have brought into this place, Lord, I pray that time will stop and you will give us, as Kevin just prayed, ears to hear, soft hearts to receive what your spirit will say to the church tonight. Guide my words, my thoughts. Lord, let it be your spirit, the one that speaks. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, let's turn with me to the book of Joshua. I'm going to be reading Joshua chapter 24, verses 1 through 16. I'm just so glad we were just singing that song, Holy, Holy, Holy is the Lord. I just think the day we get to heaven and we get to sing that for real ourselves. It's going to be so cool. Anyway, that's a little commercial there. All right, verse 1, Joshua chapter 24. Then Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem and called for the elders of Israel, for their heads, for their judges, and for their officers, and they presented themselves before the Lord, before God. And Joshua said to all the people, "Thus says the Lord God of Israel, your fathers, including Terah, the father of Abraham and the father of Nahor, dwelt on the other side of the river in old times, and they served other gods. Then I took your father Abraham from the other side of the river, led him throughout all the land of Canaan, and multiplied his descendants, and gave him Isaac. To Isaac I gave Jacob and Esau. To Esau I gave the mountains of Seir to possess, but Jacob and his children went down to Egypt. Also, I sent Moses and Aaron, and I plagued Egypt according to what I did among them. Afterward, I brought you out. Then I brought your fathers out of Egypt, and you came to the sea, and the Egyptians pursued your fathers with chariots and horsemen to the Red Sea. So they cried out to the Lord, and he put darkness between you and the Egyptians, brought the sea upon them and covered them. And your eyes saw what I did in Egypt. Then you dwelt in the wilderness a long time. And I brought you into the land of the Amorites, who dwelt on the other side of the Jordan, and they fought with you. But I gave them into your hand, that you might possess their land, and I destroyed them from before you. Then Balak, the son of Zippor, king of Moab, arose and make war against Israel, and sent and called Balaam, the son of Beor, to curse you. But I would not listen to Balaam. Therefore, he continued to bless you. So I delivered you out of his hand. Then you went over to Jordan, and came to Jericho. And the men of Jericho fought against you, also the Amorites and the Perizzites, the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Girgashites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. But I delivered them into your hand, and I sent the hornet before you, which drove them out from before you, also the two kings of the Amorites, but not with your sword or with your bow. I have given you a land for which you did not labor, and cities which you did not build. And you dwell in them, and eat the vineyards and olive groves which you did not plant. Now therefore, fear the Lord, serve him in sincerity, and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the river and in Egypt. Serve the Lord. And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which you, your fathers served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." I had to read that entire thing to give you a real perspective of what this final, the last verse I just read, represents. As we all know, and if you don't know, God had a plan with the people of Israel from way before, when he called Abraham out of Ur of the Chaldeans. And here, Joshua, our guy, the one that we're talking about tonight, is given by the word of the Lord a review to the people of Israel of everything that God has done for them over hundreds and hundreds of years. He starts with Abraham and says, "I gave him Isaac, son of the promise," and so on. And he multiplied. He was in Canaan. Then you guys were slaves in Egypt for 400 years. "I delivered you out of there. Then you did not believe me when you came to the promised land on the edge, and you sent spies, of whom Joshua was one of them." They sent 12. And basically, Joshua, or the Lord, has given them a review of everything that he's done for them. Now, Joshua was in that generation that came up, that left Egypt and came up onto the edge of the promised land. He was one of the 12 spies that was sent to spy the land of promise, Canaan. And he was one of the two that brought back a good report. 10, there were 12, right? 10 said, oh man, we're grasshoppers, they're gonna eat us alive, they're huge after everything that God has done for them. And Joshua and Caleb are like, no, we'll take him out. It's good, let's go. But the people believed the 10 as opposed to the 2. And God said, because of your unbelief, you're gonna, until this generation is dead, so it's 40 years, you're gonna wander in the desert. So think about Joshua. He's the guy that believed the Lord to take on the land. He's one of the 2 that brought back a good report, yet he had to walk around in circles for 40 years. He was a faithful servant. He was Moses' right-hand man, if you would. Every time Moses went up to meet with God, Joshua would, there's a part in the Bible, I don't remember where it is, where he sat for 40 days waiting for Moses to come down from the mountain. You know, he was always fighting battles. Moses, you think of Moses when they lifted up his hands, Ur and the other guy. Anyway, they lifted up Aaron. There you go. They lifted up his hands and Joshua down the valley was fighting the battle. Joshua's the man. He was a faithful servant. And now when Moses dies, he becomes the guy to lead the people into the promised land. Where we pick up our story tonight in chapter 24 of Joshua, he's already gone in and he's gone through many battles. He's conquered the land. He took down Jericho and all those cities. And now he is kind of like almost in the sunset of his life. I looked to see how old he was when the Lord called him, when they went, you know, to spy the land. And there's no definite time, but it has to be somewhere in his mid-30s to mid-40s. So if you take that age gap, and at 40 years, you know, wandering. So he didn't come into the promised land until he was like 60s or so. So in his later age, he fought all those battles. And now he is at that point where he says, this is everything that the Lord has done for you, Israel. Let me do a parenthetical thought here. The Lord has done so much for us. If I was to move away and say, everybody come up here and share what the Lord has done for you, we'll be here for probably a week, right, if you go into detail. I'm a living miracle. I know it. The Lord saved me. It's just one of those things you go like,